But here in the case of Carneys Point, New Jersey, you have somebody overreacting to behavior that not only isn't illegal, it isn't even wrong. Well, unless you think that the father in the movie A Christmas Story, remember the story about the 10-year-old boy who wanted a Red Ryder BB gun? Unless you think that the father did the wrong thing in buying his son the BB gun, you probably think that what we have here in New Jersey is overreaction. Here is what happened. Dad bought his son a .22 caliber rifle for his upcoming 11th birthday. A .22 caliber is what Boy Scouts learn to shoot with at summer camp. It's a real rifle, but one you have to be careful with. Not high caliber, not what you would call, you know, a dangerous weapon that should be kept away from kids, at least not if kids are being properly supervised. It's a .22 caliber rifle. The New Jersey Department of Children and Families received a call complaining about the Facebook photo being posted on the dad's website. They called the authorities, and authorities show up on this guy's stoop.
Ah, there it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Sean Moore said he gave his son Josh the rifle as a present so he could use it on hunting trips.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Mr. Moore was at a friend's house visiting when his wife called him and said, "Honey, child welfare investigators are at the house along with four police officers. They want to inspect the family's guns." Mr. Moore called his attorney, who happens to specialize in Second Amendment cases, had him on speakerphone as he arrived at his home in Carneys Point, which I guess is just across the Delaware River. Quote, "They said they wanted to see into my safe and see if my guns were registered," Mr. Moore said. "I said, no, in New Jersey, your guns don't have to be registered with the state. It's voluntary. I knew once I opened that safe, there was no going back." With his attorney. So get this. You've got four police officers and investigators with the state asking him if he had complied with state law that doesn't exist. "Have you registered your guns?" "No, I don't have to register my guns."
Yeah.
So the lawyer's listening in on the phone, and Mr. Moore said he asked the investigators whether they had a warrant to search the house. When they said no, he asked them to leave. When Mr. Moore asked one of the child welfare officials to identify herself, she refused. The state sends a child welfare investigator. When you ask her to identify herself, she refuses. Quote, "I don't like what happened," he said. "You're not even safe in your own house. If they can just show up at any time and make you open safes and go through your house, that's not freedom. It's like tyranny." I wonder what Adam Klein would have to say about this. Isn't he the guy who had his name three times on a bill in 2005, 2009, and again this year that would have given authorities the right to go in and search people's safes?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
The state welfare spokeswoman said that when it receives a report of suspected abuse, I didn't know getting a rifle was abuse.
Now, how does that, did they do this with the kids that get video games?
It assigns a caseworker to follow up. Quote, it's the caseworker's call. It's important to note the way an investigation begins is through child abuse hotlines. Someone has to let us know there's a concern, close quote. So, okay, fine. They get a call, there's a concern. It's anonymous. Partial information, fragmentary information, that completely justifies a caseworker saying, yeah, we received a call. What's our situation here? Oh, I gave my son a hunting rifle for his birthday. Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Sorry to bother you. That's how far this should have gone. Instead, they're going around the house trying to get him to open the safe, asking him if he's registered his guns when he doesn't even need to do so. You're listening to John Carlson here at 16 minutes to 8 o'clock in the morning. Good morning.
No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. It was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.